朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
那今天晚上我们要讲蒙召成为圣洁。
Tonight, we're going to look at that we are called to be holy.
那在我给弟兄姊妹的这个讲义上面哈，我们请看到第二个大点。
In the handbook, let's look at the second.
第二个大点里面的那个第一节经文，帖撒罗尼迦前书四章七到八节。
There's a verse, First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7 to 8.
我们一起来读好不好
Let's read、
英文的请你们中文读完以后请你们一起同声念英文的好不好神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽乃是要我们成为圣洁所以那弃绝的不是弃绝人乃是弃绝那赐圣灵给你们的神、All the young people, read the English version, please.
Okay, let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. It's in your handbook. But in holiness, therefore he who rejects this does not reject men, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit.
在这里很清楚地看见神召我们是为了什么
Here we can see what's the purpose of God's calling us.
神召我们是要叫我们
God's calling us.
圣洁
be holy.
消极上是不要叫我们沾染污秽积极上是要叫我们成为圣洁然后我们现在回到第一个大点的第一节经文利未记十一章四十四节
Then let's go back to the first numeral Roman numeral first number one and then the scripture Leviticus chapter 11 verse 44
我是耶和华你们的神所以你们要成为圣洁因为我是圣洁的所以在这里讲的斩钉截铁
Here it, the statement is very clear and concrete
神说我是耶和华你们的神
says I'm the Lord your God
你们必须要圣洁因为我是圣洁的
Consecrate yourselves and be holy because I am holy
弟兄姊妹我们蒙召第一件事情神是要先来改变我们的生命
The first thing after we're being calledis to be changed.
那圣洁什么叫圣洁
So what does it mean to be holy?
请问亚当没有犯罪之前叫不叫圣洁
Let me ask you, before the fall, was Adam holy?
问你
Was Adam holy before the fall?
我就在等你看我。亚当没有犯罪以前叫不叫圣洁
Before Adam sinned, was he holy?
圣经没这么说，智慧人的回答。
He says, the Bible didn't say.
亚当没有犯罪以前，他不过是无罪就是了。
Before Adam's fall, he was sinless.
圣洁是神的性情。
But holiness belongs to God's nature.
一张白纸没有任何的污点，跟米开朗基罗在上面画了一幅旷世杰作，这两个是不一样的。
A piece of white paper without any marks is still different from the masterpiece by Michelangelo.
亚当没有犯罪以前，他不过是一个没有罪的生命就是了。
Before Adam's fall, his life was sinless.
圣洁必须是从神来，必须是接受神的生命。
But holiness only comes from God.Which is nature of God.
好，当我们讲到这样子的话，那我们现在接着就要讲圣洁是多么困难的一件事情。
Therefore, it is so difficult to obtain holiness.
那尤其在这个世代里面。
Especially in this generation.
我不晓得大家感觉怎么样。我是觉得从小到现在，我是为了世界的这个巨变哈害怕。
I don't know about you, but I'm terrified by the rapid changes that's going on in this world.
就是你不能够想象说这个世界的堕落是用这么快速的速度在堕落。
And you just cannot understand and imagine the fast speed of falling world.
你现在去跟别人讲我们中国古代的这个画地为牢，视不入，你们听得懂吗？
If you tell someone that in the ancient Chinese, if you draw like a boundary on, draw something on the ground and say,
假装你在地上画说这是 cell, 这是 jail, 我决定不进去啊。就连政府不来抓我，我都不关我自己，我决定不犯任何错的。
Oh, okay. So, this is some Chinese old stories that you can just mark some boundaries on the ground and say this is the jail and this is a jail cell and then that can serve as a warning and then if you take a vow that you will never go in there and then it will work for you.
这是古代的人。
This is the ancient Chinese.
还不知道多久以前还在说夜不闭户，你说现在谁家闭不那个不闭户
？And it's not very long ago that people did not have to lock their doors at night. But now, who can do that?
我们在座所有的人都已经是在这个世代里面算是活的环境最单纯的人。
Actually, we live in a very simple environment compared to the rest of the world.
我相信，如果我们能够真正对现代的世界的堕落有一点点第一手的认识的话，我相信我们全人都会惶恐的。
If we really have a first-hand understanding of the corruption in this world, we'll be terrified.
如果你们家的电视是装了 cable, 可以随便什么东西都看的话，你能够稍微体会一点点，好像很可怕的事情。
You might have a better understanding of the corruption of this world if you have a cable TV that you can watch a lot of channels.
我有一次在教会里面收到不知道从哪里寄来的 junk mail, 我打开来一看，我快吐出来，我真的很难过，我整个眼泪下来。
Once I received some junk mail at church, as I opened up,It was so gross that I almost vomited. I just couldn't take it. But yet, people have no feeling.
圣经上讲到罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。这个罪在原文的意思是说 ，miss the mark， 就是你射箭，他没有打中靶心，他偏了，这叫做罪。
The Bible says, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Actually, sin originally means to miss the mark.Like when you shoot an arrow, you miss the target, and that is sin.
那现代的人根本没有什么叫做箭靶，他是射完箭以后才去画靶子。
But nowadays, there's for people, there's no target. They only draw a target after they shoot the arrow.
这是后现代主义最明显的一件事情，就是我行我素，我所有做的都是对的。
And this is the characteristic, and then the.The characteristic is a postmodernism that anything I do is okay and I do what I want.
我对我所有的思想、我的言语、我的行为，我都可以来 justify. 我做完了以后，我再去画靶子，我永远不会 miss the mark.
I can, people always say that I can justify whatever I do, and after I do something, then I can draw the mark and justify my actions.
那这是讲到外面啊。
And that is only the outward behavior.
而我们的里面。
What about our inner self?
我觉得我们的里面，我相信我们在座，我也希望年轻的孩子你们也听啊。当我们很诚实去面对我们的 inside, 我们里面的内心的时候。
I hope young people will pay attention too, that as we honestly face our inside,
我相信我们没有一个人敢在圣洁两个字的面前抬起头来。
I'm sure none of us dares to lift up our heads in front of the word holiness.
我决定不敢抬，我站在圣洁这两个字面前，我只有低头，只有流泪，只有羞愧。
I know if I were to stand in front of the word holiness, I could only bow my head and be ashamed with tears.
我相信圣洁这两个字是最能够叫一个骄傲的人能够在神的面前必须谦卑下来。
And I'm sure this word holiness can cause any prideful man to humble himself.
如果圣经上改了一下字句说你们必须要喜乐，人若非喜乐不能见神，这个话对我们的约束力不大。
The scripture says you have to rejoice. If without joyful heart, no one can see God. And this statement will have no warning power.
你们必须要行善啊！若非行善，不能见我。那我们可能很多人还敢觉得我没问题。
And then, if the scripture says you have to do good deeds, without doing good works, no one can see us. No one can see the Lord. Maybe we will.Some of us will feel okay.
但是圣经上讲到说，你们非圣洁，没有人可以见主的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们都要在这两个字面前低头。
But then the scripture says, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. With this, every one of us will bow our heads.
我不晓得大家记不记得在以西结书第八章，那里讲到一幅图画，神让以西结看见一个异象。
In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8, the Lord showed Ezekiel a vision.
神带以西结去看一道墙。
The Lord led Ezekiel to see a wall.
墙上有个窟窿，什么叫窟窿？就是一个 hole, 一个洞。
And there's a hole on the wall.
所以你看起来整道墙上面不过就是一个洞。
So all you see is a hole on this piece of wall.
它不完美，有缺陷。
It's not perfect, it has a blemish.
然后它的确有个缺陷。
Yes, it does have a blemish. It has a hole.
但是它的问题决定不是表面上这一个洞而已。
But actually, the problem with this wall is not just this little hole you see.
神说：“人子啊，你挖开来。”
The Lord says, "Son of man, dig the hole out."
当以西结挖的时候
，as Ezekiel dig up the hole,
他发现原来一个小洞变成一个门。
And actually, this little hole becomes a door.
而那个门当他进去的时候
，as he enters through the door,
他吓坏了。
He was terrified.
周围的墙上画着各样的活物。
There's around the walls, there's paintings of living creatures.
周围的墙壁上画着各式各样的偶像。
And all kinds of idols painted on the wall.
而让他惊讶的是，以色列中的70个长老拿着香炉在这里拜假神。
And what's even more surprising, astonishing is that 70 elders of Israel was actually worshipping the idols with incense.
从外面看，不过只是有个缺陷就是了。
Outwardly, it just appears as a little hole.
有这么多的隐藏，这么多的面具把它遮盖起来。
So much is covering up.
而里面却是一件这么可怕的世界。
But inside of it is a corrupted world.
弟兄姊妹，我相信我们在座每一个人，如果我们真心去看我们里面的时候
，I believe every one of us, if we look deeply inside,
我们都会在主的面前觉得亏欠。
We will all feel that we have fallen.
我们的生活不要说经不起神看。
Not only that, our life cannot be tested by God.
我们的生活经不起人看。
It cannot be examined by man either.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当神在这里说你们要圣洁
，Therefore, when God says you have to be holy,
而且这是神绝对的要求
，and that is God's absolute demand.
你们如果不圣洁，不可能见神。
Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
而希伯来书第十二章让你说到要追求圣洁。
And also the book of Hebrews chapter 12 says you have to pursue holiness.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章三节说神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3 says God's will is for you to be sanctified, to be holy.
我们会不会觉得神强人所难呢？
You might think that the Lord is asking too much.
来弟兄姊妹，这是我今天晚上要跟弟兄姊妹交通的。
But this is something I want to share with you tonight.
记得我曾经前一阵子讲的信息，神所要的是什么吗？
Remember the message I shared with you not long ago. What does God want?
我那时候讲过一句话，我说神所要的常常就是神要给的。
I remember sharing with you, God's demand is also implies God's provision.
当神跟我们要的时候
，When God demands something from us,
当我们认真的要来面对神对我们的要求的时候
，We seriously face God's demand.
我们才发现神所要的我根本没有。
Then we realize we do not have what God wants.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有圣洁。
We do not have holiness.
我们不可能有圣洁。
It's impossible for us to possess holiness.
保罗说，在我里头，我知道在我肉体中，就是在我里头没有良善。
Paul says, I know there's nothing good within me.
怎么可能有圣洁
？How is it possible that we possess holiness?
弟兄姊妹，圣洁两个字让所有骄傲的人必须在神面前谦卑下来。
Therefore, this word holiness will cause any proud man to humble himself.
而这个谦卑才能够让神在我们身上开始施恩呢。
And this humility is the beginning of God's grace in our life.
没有真实的降卑，神就不可能在我们身上工作。
Without true humility, it's impossible for God to work in our life.
摩安德烈曾经讲过一句话。
Andrew Murray once said,
他说最深的圣洁
，the deepest holiness.
对不起，他说最高的圣洁 ，the highest holiness is the deepest humility. 他说这个最高的圣洁就是一个最深的谦卑。我们这个人如果不能够在神的面前低头谦卑下来
，If we cannot be humble before God，
神就不可能把他的圣洁给我们。
It's impossible for God to bestow His holiness on us.
弟兄姊妹啊，所以这一面来说，我们知道是神恩待我们，因为神要把他的圣洁给我们。
Therefore, we know this is God's grace because He wants to give us His holiness.
啊，另外一方面来说，我们也知道神了解我们的痛苦。
And also, God knows our pain.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们今天活在罪中，你我是不可能快乐的。
You know, by living in sin, it's impossible for us to be happy.
我们每一个人都知道的。
And we all know that.
啊，暂时的罪中之乐让我们快乐一下。
Temporal pleasure of sin will cause us to be happy for a moment.
它决定带给我们更深的虚空和痛苦。
But later on, it will lead us to deeper emptiness.
它带给我们仇敌无止息的控告和羞辱。
And endless accusations and shame from the enemy.
它让我们这个正常的人在神面前根本没有办法在神手中发挥我们人的功用。
And that we cannot be functional before God.
罪让我们站不住。
Sin will cause us not able to stand.
你看在旧约里面讲到大麻风的人。
Just like the lepers in the Old Testament.
大麻风是最重要的一个表号。
And leprosy is a symbol of sin.
我记得我以前讲利未记13章、14章的时候，我曾经讲到那里所记载的大麻风的一些特点。
And I remember sharing with you the characteristics of leprosy in the Leviticus chapter 13 and 14.
我想我不要自不量力的去考大家了，然后那太久了。
I won't quiz you. It's been too long.
历宴四年，我故事10年前都记得的。我不晓得你记不记得我讲过哪些点。
I don't know if Sister Lian remember the characteristics of leprosy.
大麻风第一件事情。
First thing about leprosy.
这个病本身是一个非常肮脏污秽的病。
It's a filthy, unclean sickness.
它不像胃病一样，你外面还是干干净净的。
It's not like a stomach problem that you still look clean outside.
你不像有血压高一样，你外面还是洗得干干净净的。
Or like if you like high blood pressure, it doesn't show from the outside.
大麻风全身溃烂，长毒疮，长脓。
When you got leprosy, then your skin started to rot and we have sores.
圣经上我们从约伯的身上可以稍微体会一点点啊。
And then you can see the description in the book of Job.
他说我以虫子和尘土为衣。
And Job says, I clothe myself with worms and dust.
多少年轻孩子在 Christmas 买到新衣服了。
Raise your hand if you got new clothes during Christmas break.
一个、两个、三个、四个，都是姊妹，有弟兄。
And some brothers.
Aaron 也有，我怎么都不知道。约伯生病以后，他得到了一件新衣服。
But Job, after he got sick, he got a new clothes.
他长了麻风病以后，他得了一件新衣服。这件衣服叫做虫子和尘土为衣。
After he got leprosy, he got a new piece of clothes. He called it a new piece of clothes because he says he's clothed with worms and dust.
他的皮肉才长合又裂开来，脓血水充满他的身体。
And his skin cannot just heal, and it's full of blood and water and.
还痒到用瓦片刮他的身体，到处都是血水。
And it's so itchy that he has to scratch it with some ceramics.
这虫子连在他的身上像衣服一样。
And the worms would just stick to his skin like a piece of cloth.
风吹过来，所有的尘土连上去，尘土成为衣服。
And then as the wind blows, the dust would stick to his skin like a piece of cloth.
非常污秽的、痛苦的事情。
Very dusty, very filthy, and very painful.
第二件事情。
The second thing about leprosy.
彼得利未记13章14章。
And in the book of Leviticus, chapter 13.
大麻风的传染性非常强。
And leprosy is highly contagious.
它对人有传染性。
And it's contagious to men.
在自己身上，它蔓延很快。
And also it spreads on the patient very quickly.
它从一点开始变成全手，变成全身，变成整个人都是。
It spreads from one point to the whole limbs and then to the whole body very quickly.
第三件事情。
And the third thing about leprosy.
它的复发性很强。
And it recurs very easily.
你看起来好像好了。
It seems that you are healed completely.
你如果不小心的话，它马上又 come back.
If you are not careful, it comes right back.
所以大麻风洁净需要祭司再三检查。
Therefore, after you've been cleansed, you have to be examined by priests over and over.
要非常谨慎的查验，再查验，查验，再查验。到最后确定大麻风离开他。
It has to be examined over and over with caution to make sure that leprosy is gone forever.
那第四件事情，所有长大麻风的人里外都痛苦啊。
And then the fourth thing about leprosy is that any lepers suffer pain inwardly and outwardly.
肉身已经很苦了。
Yes, physically it's very painful.
心灵里面被人排拒、被人拒绝、被人轻视。在神的面前抬不起头来，因为他觉得他是被神咒诅、被神定罪的人。
Emotionally, it's even more painful because it's a symbol of shame and despise by men and God.
弟兄姊妹，这四件事情都讲到犯罪的人在主面前过的生活。
And these four things are this, refer to the life of a sinner.
所以今天当神说你们要圣洁。
So when God says you have to be holy,
弟兄姊妹，我们觉得这个话很遥远。
We feel this is something very remote.
但是其实是神真是爱我们。
But actually, God loves us.
所以我带你讲到神对我们叫我们圣洁，一方面是要求，另外一方面也是应许。
Therefore, when God commands that we be holy, on one hand it's a command, it's also a promise.
是要求，神从来不妥协的。
Yes, it's a command. God never compromises.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天罪不解决，我们如果不能够达到神的要求。
If we cannot satisfy God's command,
we will
never obtain true joy.
我们基督徒的生活，我们的家庭生活，我们整个人生也不会有真正的喜乐的。
Our family life, our personal life will never have true joy.
所以保罗在这里，希伯来作者劝我们说，你们要追求圣洁。
Therefore, the author of the book Hebrews says you have to pursue holiness.
英文有一个翻译叫做 make every effort.
You have to make every effort to pursue holiness.
Make every effort to be holy.
Make every effort to be holy.
弟兄姊妹，第一件事情先不要问说我能不能圣洁，这不是我们要回答的问题。
The first question is not to ask whether we can be holy or not.
而是我们愿不愿意圣洁。
But are we willing to be holy?
我们愿不愿意来面对，来答应神给我们的要求。
Are we willing to face and to respond to God's calling?
我告诉你能不能，你我都不能。
Do you know if we can? No, we cannot.
保罗也不能。
None of us, not
even Paul. 没有一个人能。
No one can.
但是希伯来作者说要 make every effort.
But yet the author says make every effort to be holy.
那是讲到我们的心愿。
And that is our desire.
我们愿不愿意？
Are we willing?
弟兄姊妹，那第二件事情。
The second thing.
讲到是神的应许。
It is God's promise.
我们一起来看哥罗西书第一章二十二节，我经文上写了。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 1 verse 22.
他说：“如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。”我不晓得大家读这段圣经，敢不敢 apply 到自己身上
？I don't know if you dare to apply this.Verse to yourself.
都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备。
That we are all holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation.
我跟你说，我从来不敢把这些话读到我身上。
I never dare to apply this verse to myself.
我觉得他在讲别人。
I felt it's about someone else.
那一直到真正主真的让我们在主的面前看见。
Until the Lord showed me.
神从来没有叫我这个人达到圣洁。
God never demand me myself to obtain holiness.
哥林多前书第一章二十五节，神又使基督成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
Because in the First Corinthians chapter 1, it says God has caused Christ to become our righteousness, wisdom, and holiness.
所以第一件事情，在客观的救恩和地位上。神已经在基督里把圣洁已经给了我们。
So first thing we have to remember, objectively, through our salvation, God has already given us in Christ holiness.
但是我们不能够只停留在这。
But yet we cannot just stop here.
神也没有叫我们只停留在这。
And God does not want us just to stop here.
刚才我们读的希伯来书第二章那里讲到，那使人成圣的和得以成圣的。
We just read in.Chapter 2 of Hebrews, it says, the one who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified.
讲到两个哈。
So there are actually two parties.
那使人成圣的是谁？
The one who sanctifies. Who is that? The Lord Jesus.
他负责来叫我们成圣。
He's responsible to sanctify us.
而那些得以成圣的呢？
And those being sanctified, who are they?
是指谁？
Who are they?
是我们。那一方面来说，基督已经是我们的圣洁了。
Yes, objectively, Jesus Christ is our holiness already.
可是另外一方面，我们又看见神要叫我们得以成圣。
And yet we see that God wants us to be sanctified.
换句话说，我们不光要得到这个客观的救恩和地位。
So not only that we have to obtain objectively the salvation and our position.
神要带领我们进入主光的经历和实际。
But God wants us to experience this salvation.
我们不光要接受耶稣的圣洁生命做我们的生命
Not only that we will receive this holy life for Jesus and to become our life
我们也要让这个圣洁的生命来改变我们的生活来圣化我们的生活
We ought to let this holy life within us to sanctify us and transform our daily living
所以应许上关键在于我们信不信而不是能不能
So the key point is whether we believe this promise or not. It's not whether we are able or not.
第一，它是神的要求。
So let's review. First, this is God's command.
在面对神叫我们圣洁的要求上。
While we face God's command for us to be holy.
关键不是我们能不能圣洁。
The key point is not whether we are able to become holy.
关键是我们愿不愿意脱离卑贱。来过圣洁的生活，关键在于愿不愿意。
But the key is whether we are willing to depart from our sins and to live a holy life.
第二个，圣洁不光是神的要求，也是神的应许，神要赐给我们的。
Second, holiness is not only God's command, but also God's promise. He wants to give us His holiness.
所以面对应许的时候
，as we face a promise，
关键也不在我能不能圣洁，而是在我信不信。给我应许的神。
The key is not whether we are able to become holy or not, but whether we believe we have faith in God who made the promise.
我想我大概已经讲得太复杂了哈。
Maybe I make it more complicated.
所以我想我举一个很简单的例子好了。
Let me give you an example.
假装现在有一个苏拉米，我想我们三年前发生过一次世界性的苏拉米哈，在南亚。
Let's say that we're facing tsunami now.3 years ago, we faced in Southeast Asia.
三年前十二月二十六号，苏拉米来在南亚死了将近300,000人，对不对？大家都记得。
3 years ago in South Asia, tsunami, more than 200,000 people died.
假装你现在住在那边的一个荒岛上，一个孤岛上面。
Assume, say like you live on an island, isolated from the world.
然后人家告诉你说，苏拉米现在来了。
And people are telling you tsunami is coming.
整个岛全部都会被摧毁的。
And the whole island will be destroyed.
那现在 provide 了一个波音747飞机来。
And now a Boeing 747 airplane is sent to you.
那这个岛上的人从来不知道有飞机。
But people who are living on the island never saw airplane before.
从来没有看过飞机。
They never seen, they never knew about airplane.
从来也不知道说有东西居然可以飞起来。
They never knew something can just take off from the ground.
然后现在我们跑去叫说，大家赶快进这个那个海啸来了，赶快要救大家。
And now we're telling the inhabitants of the island, come over on board because tsunami is coming.
现在的关键都不在说我能不能飞起来。
So now the key point is not whether they can fly in the air.
啊，这三百个人都进这个飞机，飞机怎么可能起来？不可能，我石头一丢就掉下来的。
They're probably saying that how can all 300 people fit in the airplane and the airplane still can take off? That's impossible.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常就觉得我怎么可能圣洁？
Sometimes we just say, how can I become holy?
我这样子的人，常常关起门来犯罪的人，怎么可能圣洁？
I often sin in my privacy. How can I become holy?
弟兄姊妹，这就是我刚才所举的例子。你不要在这里再去讲我能不能飞起来。
But the key point is not whether you are able. Don't just focus on your ability.
第一个，你要不要飞起来
？But are you willing? Do you desire?
你要不要得救
？Do you want to be saved?
要解决的是我要不要的问题。
So focus on whether you are willing or not.
第二个。
Second,
这里有应许说你进去，他可以救你的。
There's a promise. If you enter into the airplane, it will save you.
你也再不要去解决我能不能。
So don't focus on whether I can fly in the air or not.
你要解决的是我相不相信对我说话的。
But focus on whether I believe the one who are telling me.
今天叫我们要圣洁的是神。
Now God is telling us to be holy.
今天应许我们说你们要成为圣洁的也是神。
And The one who promises that we will become holy is also God.
圣经上说，那使人成圣的，也是我们的主。
The Bible says, the one who sanctifies, That is our Lord.
我信不信?
Do I believe it?
神所要的是神所要给的。
When God demands something, that is also what He wants to give us.
姊妹再不要被自己的软弱欺骗了。
Do not be deceived anymore by your own weaknesses.
再不要被仇敌的谎言欺骗了。
Do not be deceived by the lies of the enemies anymore.
再不要一直任凭自己活在仇敌的捆绑和仇敌的控告里面。
And do not let yourself continue to be in bondage and be in deception.
神召我们。
God called us
是叫我们成为圣洁
so that we can become holy.
而成为圣洁人才能见神
After we become holy, we can see God.
也在圣洁的里面我们才有份于这个伟大的生命
Only in holiness we can partake this great life.
弟兄姊妹我希望我们这个点我真的是觉得我在这里讲来讲去我就希望我们能够有一个强的 desire.
I keep re-emphasizing it, hoping that we have a strong desire.
我们不要再任凭这个世界来玷污我们。
Do not let the world defile us anymore.
我们要不甘心还被活在罪恶的捆绑里面。
Do not be willing to be bound by the
sin. 我们要出来。
Sin, walk out of it.
当我们真圣洁的时候。
When we are holy.
当我们真活在主面前的时候。
And we live in the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹，你有一种说不出来的喜乐在我们的里面。
There will be an unspeakable joy within us.
神决定不是强人所难。
God never forces us.
而圣经上所说的圣洁。
When God says holy.
如果从我们人的观念里面来说。
From our perspective.
我们人讲到圣洁，讲到十全十美，无瑕疵。
When we talk about holiness, we think of perfection without any blemish.
讲到 perfection, 要完全。
We think of something perfect.
我跟你说，那个只有神的儿子有。
But that only belongs to the Son of God.
我们都没有。
We will never have that perfection.
如果你还被欺骗，你要达到完全。
If you think you can reach perfection.
想想保罗说的。
Think of what Paul says.
我知道。
Paul says, I know.
在我里头。
In me.
没有良善。
There's nothing good.
没有。
There's nothing good.
没有，就是没有 period.
There's nothing good, period.
弟兄姊妹，没有。
There's nothing.
不要装了。
Don't ever pretend anymore.
不要再勉强了。
And don't try to force it anymore.
没有，就是没有。
When Paul says there's nothing, he means nothing.
而圣经上讲到分别为圣，讲到圣洁，特别讲到分别为圣 ，set apart.
And yet when the Bible says consecrate yourselves, it says set yourself apart.
这个圣洁的原来的意思也就是讲到 set apart 或是 separate.
And that's also the original meaning of holiness, to be set apart.
分出来。归给神
To be set apart, holy for God.
我这个人，我的生活，我整个人生被神 set apart， 这叫做过圣洁生活。
Myself, my whole life being set apart for God, that is to live a holy life.
仇敌控告我们，我们拒绝他。
When the enemy accuses us, we have to reject.
耶稣基督是我的圣洁。
We should respond with Jesus Christ is my holiness.
而我们今天是在耶稣基督的宝血和他的恩典怜悯底下。
And today we are under the blood of Jesus and His mercy.
我们被神分别出来。
We've been set apart by God.
我们过分别为圣的生活。
And we live a separate, consecrated life.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。